Bay Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Well, millions of people have experienced the TED Talks that are available online. If you're listening to this and you haven't heard of TED Talks, TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. TED Talks are videos and podcasts that you can find online. They're 18 minutes or less, and they all fall back on the TED mission to spread ideas. According to the TED website, the organization believes passionately in the power of ideas to change attitudes, lives, and ultimately the world. Topics are vast, and they include presentations on everything from artificial limb advancements to DNA to racism and literally anything you can think of. You can search and you'll find a TED Talk on it. In some communities across the country, TEDx events are being organized. Next week, there's a TEDx Gull Lake event that will take place in Brainerd. But tomorrow in Bemidji, the TEDx Bemidji is hosting its inaugural TEDx event. And this morning, I've got John Andringa, Samantha Nienau, and Tammy Schatzko in the studio with me. They are integral parts of making this thing, pulling it off properly. Good morning, you guys, and thanks for coming in. How is TEDx different from the more widely known TED Talks?
Well, a lot of people are familiar with the national organization TED, who does a lot of the TED Talks. It started off as a conference in California, and it's the idea spread. It's grown dramatically from then. There's talks all over the world.
Okay.
And TEDx is kind of the independently organized version of that. So they provide the format and some feedback and kind of the how-to, and they let you run with it and create your own event and get ideas shared in your community.
A local level.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, great. And this is the inaugural TEDx event in Bemidji. I'm wondering why did you three think it was important to bring this kind of an event to the Bemidji area? Now, Samantha, looks like you're ready to roll.
I'd love to share that. I've had the opportunity to be part of 12 other TEDx events in the region, in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gull Lake, Brookings. And when I was part of those events, helping the speakers prepare and being part of the behind the scenes, I saw the transformation that would happen in a community and in the speaker, in the coordination team, the transformation in belief in their community for pulling big ideas together and activating them in the community. And when I saw those happening in Fargo or in Grand Forks or in Brookings or in Gull Lake, I said to myself, well, we need this in our community, in Bemidji. We need this here. How can we make this happen here? And we've pulled together this team in the last year that is just incredible. We had our day one of setup yesterday at the Chief Theater, and I am just so impressed at the caliber of people pulling together to create this.
Oh, my gosh.
So proud.
You mentioned these things happen with a theme or to inspire ideas around a theme. Your theme, from what I understand, is Thrive. Could somebody talk a little bit about why that really fits with what's happening in Bemidji these days?
Yeah, I'd be happy to share a little bit more about that. You know, TEDx, to pull one of these together, an event like this together, we actually had to go through a whole application process. And part of that application included, what are the types of topics that you want to talk about in your community? And is there some sort of theme that kind of pulls them all together? And when stepping back, looking at our community, of what makes the Bemidji region great, this theme of persistence and grit and doing what it takes to thrive in different areas seemed to come to the forefront. So Thrive means different things to different people, and we have six speakers and a performer at tomorrow's event, and each one has a little bit different take on what Thrive means. And you might say, you know, one of the speakers, Dan Carlson, he's going to be talking about ice diving. You might think, what has ice diving, scuba diving, have anything to do with Thrive? Well, in order to be a creative individual, a creative community, you need a sense of adventure to feel human and grow. So having a thriving community, you have to have those opportunities to have adventure, creativity, as well as opportunities for economic growth or education or whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm. Now, the TED Talks tomorrow, TEDx Talks tomorrow, 12 minutes or less? Is that what they run?
They're going to be about 12 minutes.
Okay. And mm-hmm. who is speaking?
We have Dan Carlson, like I mentioned, ice diving. Gary Johnson, he's talking about reimagining rural broadband. Liz Letson is talking about equine-assisted psychotherapy. Keila McCracken will be talking about rethinking how we think about clothes and clothing. John Repko, he will be doing a talk about a new approach for thinking about our future so we can thrive even more.
Right.
Anton Troyer will be talking about showing respect. And our performer, Miriam Tell, will be performing two of her songs on the TEDx stage as well.
What goes into, for these folks, preparing these presentations?
I mean, there's
for those of you listening who've never watched a TED talk online, it's a very polished situation. I mean, there are people on a stage and they've got a clicker and they're talking and they sound so smooth. That doesn't happen overnight.
No, they make it look easy. But I know at least one of our presenters for this 12-minute talk, I bet he's put in 100 hours into preparing between brainstorming, writing, practicing, rewriting, practicing, rewriting. Like, they're, all of the presenters tomorrow are taking this opportunity to share with their community very, very seriously. They really want to share a big idea we're spreading, not only with Bemidji and our region and all those that'll be watching the event, but these talks also live on and go to the global TEDx community.
Right. They'll be available online.
Yes.
And I know tomorrow's event is at the Chief Theater in downtown Bemidji, and it's that particular location is sold out at this point, right?
It is.
But there are some satellite locations. Could you tell a little bit about how those of us who can't make it to the Chief can still access this great stuff?
Oh, there's multiple ways. So we have live stream available through the website. So if you want to stay home or you are at home or you're not in Bemidji community, you can listen to them and watch them online. You can just go to our website at tedxbemidji.com and you'll be able to live stream it. We also have two locations at Rail River Folk School and BSU, Bemidji State University, Beaux Arts Ballroom. They are both hosting live stream parties where they will be live streaming the event and trying to mirror the activities that we do at the Chief off-site.
Oh my gosh. And it's from 2 o'clock?
From 2 to 5
tomorrow afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going to live stream, where would I go?
You can go to our website at TEDx Bemidji, or I believe it'll be on our Facebook page too.
It will be.
Okay, so yep. Check that out. Well, It's got all the makings for a fantastic event and a fantastic inaugural event. And I hope more of these come in years to come so that we can continue spreading great ideas to inspire people to be more and get connected and live a fuller life. So thank you all for your time and have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That is Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. If you need more information about the TEDx Bemidji event, you can call us at 800-662-5799.